United Airlines filed for bankruptcy in Chicago this morning. It's the largest airline bankruptcy in U.S. history. The action followed the federal government's rejection of backing for the troubled airline's request for nearly $2 billion in loans. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What led United to do this?
Well, United has really been reeling from years of heavy losses, a record $2.1 billion last year. And when all is said and done this year, it's expected to lose about $2.5 billion. And it's has nearly $1 billion in debt that's due this week. So it has all of these really heavy financial problems caused by the terrorist attacks and a slumping economy, which has been a huge problem for the entire airline industry. But United has very high cost. And all of that, along with what analysts have called flawed business strategies, has pushed United into this situation.
And what does the bankruptcy mean for the airline?
Well, the bankruptcy means that there'll probably be additional cost cutting, which means more than likely that there's going to be additional layoffs and extensive other slashing efforts that all come under the supervision of a judge. United is likely going to have to, down the road, eliminate some of its unprofitable routes and just park more planes and, like I said, lay off more employees, which it's been doing all along, and so more expected to come.
What about passengers holding tickets on United?
Well, United has said all along that bankruptcy would not have an immediate effect on passengers, and they've really been stressing that point ever since it appeared that a bankruptcy was unavoidable. So frequent flyer miles, for instance, aren't going to be affected immediately, and basic fare levels are likely to stay the same for the very short term, although it's likely that fare hikes could come over the long haul.
And what does it mean for the airline industry as a whole?
Well, probably means some sort of restructuring by all of the airlines. There were a number of airlines that fought very hard against United's bid to get a loan guarantee from the federal government, which sort of pushed United into this bankruptcy. And a lot of analysts say what those airlines were hoping was that in bankruptcy, United would have to lower its costs, which would allow the other airlines to go to its labor unions to look for concessions.
Some other airlines have declared bankruptcy themselves.
Yes, they have. U.S. Air is already in bankruptcy protection and is still in a very precarious state. Continental Airlines was in this situation twice. The head of Continental said that United should go into bankruptcy just like it did in order to reorganize, and it seems like that's what's happened.
NPR's Cheryl Corley.